We're delighted to join you at Hope at Home today. I'm Willie Oliver.
And I'm Elaine Oliver. While many of us are still working from home, many states have opened up and people are beginning to resume their commutes back to work and are resuming some of the activities that have been on hold for 3 months. With COVID-19 still looming very much over our heads, we're going to talk a little today about how to resume activities that we love while staying safe and also transitioning into a new normal.
We must continue protecting ourselves and our loved ones and others who may be more vulnerable to the virus than we are. Keep washing our hands, avoid touching our face, keep social distancing, and wear a mask when out grocery shopping or where there are other people. You know, we stop at red lights, not only for our own protection, but also to avoid doing harm to others.
For sure.
Yes.
Summer is here, but many of the usual summertime activities are simply not happening. It is a time for family reunions, road trips, and vacations, summer camp, county fairs, amusement parks, and afternoons spent at the neighborhood playground and public pool. Sadly, most summer camps and other summer events have been canceled in most places. Many public pools are staying closed. The question is, will we ever return to normal? We have spent 3 months adapting to doing life differently and staying at home, making the best of every situation and creating new habits. Now, with things opening up, will it go back to what we once knew, or will we have to adjust to a new normal? But before we tackle some of these questions, let's pray.
Yes, let's pray.
Dear God, we thank you so much for being a God who knows and sees everything. And so we ask for your spirit and your wisdom as we deal with this topic today.
And we invite you that we might be clear and we might be a blessing to those who are listening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, the question is being asked these days, should I go to the beach or to the public pool? What about the hair salon? Should I enjoy a sit-down restaurant meal? Just because things are opening up doesn't mean it's safe to go there. Just a few weeks ago in the United States for the Memorial Day holiday, many threw caution to the wind and the rate of COVID has gone back up in many of those communities. The question many of our viewers are asking is, how do I adjust to the new normal when my state, county, or region reopens? That's an excellent question. How to adjust as we're opening up and going back outside?
Exactly. It is understandable that people are tired of being pent up at home and desire for life to be normal again, but public health experts remain cautious. As we have already mentioned, in many areas, COVID cases are still on the rise, and even new surges have been reported following the easing of restrictions.
Reopening is not back to normal. It is trying to find ways to allow people to get back out to do things or to doing things they want to do, and businesses to do business, says Dr. Marcus Plescia, Chief Medical Officer at the Association of State and Territorial Health. We can't pretend the virus has gone away. The vast majority of the population is still susceptible. People are still getting infected. People are still going back to the hospital. And in fact, just in the last few days, we keep hearing in the news that hospital beds are being filled up and many are going on ventilators, as a matter of fact.
And that's the real issue, isn't it? You know, so many of us feel, well, we're not susceptible and we may not even know people who are susceptible. But the issue is that people are getting sick. And what it does is it takes away hospital beds and personnel from treating some of the other big issues. So people who are having regular illnesses are not able to get the care that they need.
That's right.
So even though state rules vary, they involve a basic theme. People must weigh the risk versus the benefit of getting out more, along with their own tolerance for uncertainty.
Yes.
The bottom line, experts say, is people should continue to be vigilant. As you've already said, maintain distance, wear masks, wash your hands, and take responsibility for your own health and those around you.
You know, in the last several weeks and even months, virtual family gatherings and social events are still the safest way to connect this year, and we've had many of those. Yes, in our home, we've had virtual Mother's Day celebration for Elaine, and just recently a virtual Father's Day celebration for me with our children. We have found that when we have virtual gatherings, more people can attend, and we've actually been able to connect with more family members and friends while in quarantine. In fact, people who we often didn't see very frequently, we're getting to see now on a regular basis. I know that we all have social distancing fatigue. We're tired. We want to hug our friends. We want to hug our family members. You know, we want to just throw caution to the wind. But we can continue to save lives by doing this, being careful. Count the times you've missed physically connecting with family and friends. And remember, you're helping to keep them safe.
Absolutely. The effects of COVID-19 pandemic have caused massive changes to our daily lives, changes that have often happened rapidly and abruptly. Life adjustments often come with a wide range of experiences and emotions. Sometimes that transition can feel smooth, and other times that journey to a new normal is choppy and just downright bumpy.
When stay-at-home orders are lifted, our lives will not immediately switch back to what they were 3 to 4 months ago. We need to ask ourselves if we really want life to be as it used to be prior to the quarantine. We have been given a wonderful opportunity to assess what we were doing in our family lives prior to COVID and honestly ask ourselves if our lifestyles were optimal for family health. During the quarantine, we have learned many new things about ourselves and our families. For one, we have learned that we are resilient. The Apostle Paul references the notion of resilience in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 8, where he says, and I love this text, we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. We must acknowledge that God has been with us during this difficult time, and most of us have been spared a world of hurt despite the difficulties. Being resilient is an amazing experience. And as the people of God, we need to be able to trust Him for that resilience. Resilience means bouncing back from trauma, from difficult times, difficult days. And we have endured some difficult times and difficult days during COVID-19 quarantine. But remember the text. Go back to it, read it time and time again, and find new strength, because God, our God, is able to do way more than we can ask, think, or imagine. And He has. So let's remember that despite the difficulties we've endured, we can trust God yesterday, today, and in the future.
You know, I like to say that the Bible is like a therapeutic manual.
Yes, indeed.
And that text is just so powerful because it's acknowledging that we have difficulties, that this time has been difficult. And yet, at the same time, we can say we're resilient. We're not going to be crushed by this, because we have hope and we have that faith in God.
Right. Also, what I believe the text is saying, and it's for us who believe in God, that Paul, the Apostle Paul, who was a faithful apostle, who preached the gospel, endured difficulty and difficult times. He is writing about his own experiences and acknowledging that in every trouble, there's been a silver lining. And that silver lining is faith in God, trust in God, reliance on God, recognizing that no matter what's happened during COVID-19, we're not alone. He's with us and will continue to be.
Amen. Amen. So during the quarantine, we have learned to put into practice many new family life principles and activities that help to bond our families together, to maintain a safe home environment, and also help to keep our families sane and on track. These principles and activities included creating a family mission statement. We spoke about that early on in Hope at Home, having family dinners regularly and without the devices, having family worship frequently, and practicing the PPC, pause, pray, and choose. And we also encouraged families to implement a daily and weekly family schedule. Remember, I know we don't like the schedule so much, but a schedule is so important, and a daily routine help us feel grounded and safe. Now, especially as we go into the summer months, the schedule will remain very important with the kids being out of school. And also remember, practice self-care. Take care of yourself. And when we focus on God and meditate, that's also a form of self-care.
So when we also talk about self-care, we're talking about eating nutritious food, exercising, drinking lots of water, sleeping enough, 7.5 to 8 hours each evening. Take care of yourself. Read the Bible, you know, go out into the fresh air, get some sunshine, take care of yourself. That's what we're talking about. Indeed, the same principles and activities we use to guide us during our time of quarantine will help guide us into yet another transition. Regardless of the situation we face, it is always important to take time for prayer and meditating on God's word. And of course, claim God's promises for peace, for joy, and contentment. God is always there, always willing and ready to help us. So let's not forget to reach out to God. He's just waiting for us to call on him for whatever it is we need.
So one of our viewers asked, as we transition out of quarantine, how do we deal with pressure from family and friends to go back to the way it used to be? Wow, that is a great question, because we've been saying that the quarantine was really difficult for people because many of us have been living on the periphery of family and marriage relationships. And what that means is that we've been so busy with life, you know, work and school and church and other activities, sports activities, music, socializing, potlucks, all of these things have kind of, in many ways, as good as some of them may be, or all of them, they also took us away from family time.
And from quality family time.
And so now we've had this time together. And while it was challenging at first, many of our families have begun to enjoy this time together. And now this person, I suspect, is saying, how are we going to manage this pressure that's going to come from our friends and family members? So here's our answer. You have to learn how to set healthy boundaries that protect your family. And this needs to be a high priority as you transition back into life outside of quarantine. So keep in mind what we said at the beginning, that things will not be totally back to normal. So that's the first thing to remember. There are many people that are just so anxious to get back to normal that they really just want to do away with
all conventions,
the masks and the washing of the hands and all of that. Distancing. We're not going to be back to normal. The virus is still hovering over us. So with that said, outside pressure is going to be great, especially when others, our family members and friends, don't understand the commitments that we may have made to having a better family life. So here's what we need you to remember. Remember, only you can choose what is and isn't okay for you in the new normal outside of quarantine.
And, you know, during this time where we are not quite out yet and just beginning to get out, people might have an expectation that you will feel and act as you did before. We keep saying that when people say, we want to go back to what used to be, the reality is we may never go back to what used to be. The normal will be a new normal, always thinking about the virus and what has happened. They might pressure you to return to normal more quickly than you're ready, or to do things that make you feel uncomfortable, such as hanging out in a large crowd and giving up the necessary precautions to remain safe. It's important to know your boundaries. Boundaries are the line between behaviors we are okay with and possibilities we are not okay with. Yeah. There are no rights or wrongs necessarily, because boundaries are personal. So you will have to decide. Practice assertive communication. What does that mean? Well, it means communicating your boundaries and values in a way that is both polite and firm. That's right. Polite and firm, because people are going to try to get you to do things that you don't want to do and are not ready to do and may not be safe for you or your loved ones, especially if you are a younger person living with parents and grandparents that are way more susceptible to the virus.
And vulnerable.
And vulnerable than you are. As we close today, remember to pick a fruit every day. Yes, you should have an apple a day or some other fruit every day. But the fruit we are talking about is spiritual fruit, the fruit of the Spirit, that which is found in Galatians 5, 22 and 23, that says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. You know, the fruit of the Spirit have been very helpful to us during this pandemic. Elaine and I have spoken about it many times. We have our devotional time together, you know, as we begin every day. And yet, when we have this devotional time, at the end of our time together, talking with God and talking to each other, we always pick a fruit at the end of our time that we're going to live that day. So as we're getting into this period of going out or staying in, whichever you do, still pick a fruit. Mm-hmm. A fruit, a real fruit, is healthy, good for your body. The fruit of the Spirit is even better. It will keep your family relationships healthy and strong.
As we transition into the new normal.
Thank you for joining us today. We will see you next time.
God bless you.